I don't like to translate the word ghaiba into disappearance because that gives a wrong connotation or meaning. Occultation just means that the Imam is away from our physical eyes at the moment. Our sixth holy Imam, Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, narrates that the Quran Majid talks about two types of ghaiba, occultation, two types of ghaiba. The one ghaiba is narrated in the 19th surah of the Quran Majid, Surah Al-Kahf, the companions of the cave. A group of people who were good believers, they were living in an oppressive king, and they asked Allah for protection. Eventually Allah put them in a cave, they fell asleep, they were sleeping for either 100 years or 300 years. So the dog and the Ashab-e Kahf were put away by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taken, put in a cave, locked up, and that's it. When the Zuhur Imam takes place, they'll be released at that time. Imam says that's one type of ghaiba, occultation. The second occultation Imam talks about is from Surah Yusuf. When the brothers of Nabi Allah Yusuf alayhi salam threw him in the well, he was taken, he was imprisoned, he was made into a slave. Years and years had passed, his father was upset, his father was crying so much, and eventually they met again, eventually, after many, many years. What happened in that time is that when they came to him, when they came to Nabi Allah Yusuf, who by this time was the prime minister, with the ministry in charge of the rations, to give everybody their hukuk and their rights, they came to him, he recognized them. He was talking to them, chatting with them. They were talking to him right in front of them. But they didn't know who he was, but he knew who they were. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam mentions that when our qaim is in ghaiba, when our hujjah, when the last hujjah of Allah Ta'ala is in occultation, it will be like the ghaiba of Nabi Allah Yusuf alayhi salam. It will be like Yusuf's ghaiba, where the Imam will talk to us, he'll communicate, he'll know exactly who we are, but we will not know who he is. Imam says that will be the ghaiba of Hujjatullah alayhi salatu wasalam. The riwayah mentions that when the Imam returns, when the zuhur takes place, nobody will be able to, from the Shia, nobody will be able to say, oh my God, this is my first time I'm seeing him. No, you would have said, oh my gosh, he had helped me when I needed help. When I was stuck, this is the person who had helped me. When I was in difficulty, this is the one who had come to my aid. So Imam says that will be the ghaiba of our last one, of our qaim.
Wherever you are,